Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Four o'clock, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, FM, 402-464-5685. You can call into the Honda Lincoln Hotline or text in the Sartor Hamann text line. Jump on that Sartor Hamann live video stream. Check us out, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Do it. Do it. Do it. Good stuff along the way. Want to appreciate you. Want to thank the folks from Certified Piedmontese for sponsoring the show. And look, if you need to fill your belly, that's a good place to do it. You can go to the downstairs area where you can kind of deli shop and get your special cuts and get the exceptional sides and get that stuff done. Or you can go upstairs to the restaurant. And it's amazing, spacious, airy, very cool, and they will feed you well. So, let's do that. From the Sartor Hamann text line, Big Frank, DP, what you said about your visit with the basketball team was amazing. I want to read your book now. If I bought it and brought it by the station, would you sign it for me? Big Frank, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you can get by the come by the station. There's two books. You got to tell me which one you want or both. Just come by the station. I've got some here. I'll sign them for you. And thank you for stopping by Tanner's yesterday. It was great to meet you face to face and have that conversation. Anybody that wants the book, go to loveprints.us, not loveprints.com. Loveprints.us. LoveprintS.us. The books are there. You can just click on it and buy it. If you buy it on the website, it'll tell me that you did so. If you want to just text me or otherwise, I can get the books to you. But I gave a couple of books to Fred Hoiberg and Matt Abdelmassi, handed them out today when I was down there. And they're books about leadership, influence, and impact. And a lot of it is just reminding people that we have influence. And the question is what we use it for. But we all have influence. And the people that we impact, often we fail to realize that we impact people we don't even meet. Like, our actions carry. And if you're a coach or teacher or first responder, or the things that we want to celebrate on the shows, and, you know, of course, I want to thank the guys from Happy Hour for picking somebody to celebrate, you know, Nick from Muchachos and Aaron Sorensen, because they're trying to make this community better a little bit by a little bit. And so in the book, each book has 18 chapters or so that are just people telling the stories about the people who cared for them and influenced them and got them in the business in the help business as well. Most of these are coaches and teachers, and they're in the help business. They're in the young people business. And to go about your work as though you're aware that you're in this thing for young people. If you're in it for the outcome, for the income, you're probably doing it wrong. You need to be in it for the outcome. That's the definition of leadership. So through that, there's some really good stories in there. I told it's been two books. Told the story of the organization, the Little League organization that helped raise me. So when my mom was at work, there's some people that, you know, boundaried for me and made sure I ate and made sure that I wasn't in trouble and made sure that I was connected to other people, good people, instead of just other people. There are good people to be connected to, and they rerouted you to good people. Like, okay, listen, you know, if you're by yourself, don't be by yourself. Come over to my house, you know, have dinner with us, you know? I mean, be able to identify people by color, right? You know, identify people by heart, by character, out front. Just say, listen, I'm here for you. And the second one was a story about my brother. And some of you have been listening to me long enough to have heard the story about my brother. I need to have him back on the show now that I think about it. But my brother was an All-American sprinter, was actually recruited by the University of Nebraska and Oklahoma and decided that he was going to bypass track at a major, bypass football or track at a major university and decided to go to little tiny David Lipscomb University in Tennessee because he wanted to be in a place where he felt like he had, ready for this, an impact. And what he did was he asked and required that the university not give him an athletic scholarship, but they give him an academic scholarship because it would hold him accountable academically and hold them accountable as well for providing a good education. So he turned down the athletic scholarship, accepted the academic scholarship, and for a guy that wasn't a good high school student, he got to work. He got to work. And he turned tiny David Lipscomb from an NAIA nothing to a national power in track. And then went to Olympic trials and you know, was an alternate. And, you know, my brother is a pretty impressive guy. But I wanted to share that story because I found out that I was coaching in my brother's voice. Like, I would say things and go, oh, yeah, that's that's my brother. But all you coaches out there, here's the thing that's important, right? That you get to pass along your goodness. You can pass along a thing. What you want to pass along is something good. And so for you coaches who are doing things the right way for the right reason, what you're going to find out is, and what I found out is I've got high school coaches and college coaches that I coached when they were kids who are now leading people, and they find themselves talking in my voice. One of those coaches is Kenya Hunter, who was an assistant coach here, who I coached Kenya when he was 10 and 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old. A lot of guys around the country who are coaching were guys that I coached when they were young or along the way. I've got kids that have been named after me. Kids who played for me now name their kids after me. And that's humbling and very cool. But we all have the ability to impact anything. This is why I say on the text line, add something good. Like, this is a chance, this is a place for you to add something good to the community and the space. So when you come in hot, like, I get that sometimes you just want to vent and rage, and that's cool because you need to get it out. And I'm not saying you're wrong in doing it. I'm just saying, given the opportunity to make a thing better, make that thing better. And you all have impact. You all have impact. You all have influence. And as a matter of fact, the beauty of it is that you, if you're out there doing good things for people, you're going to impact people that you don't even meet. So what I wanted to do today was just to give a big old hug to those kids and a high five. And then reached out to some people to have them fed. And they had soul food today. They had soul food today. Straight from Mary Ellen's. Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul. Collard greens. They had some baked beans. Some fried fish. They had wings. They had fried chicken. They had nice biscuits and muffins. And then Moose's Mad Fresh brought them the crazy good salsa chips. You know, they had dip plates full of dip. They had hummus. They had the whole, they had the super, super ridiculous guac, right? And for all those guys that like it, I mean, Moose made some new fans today because that guac, as I said, that guac and that black bean, Buzzy's thing was the black bean. He was like, okay, this is incredible. But through it all, I could have gone over there and just talked to them and walked out. And to tell you, I didn't get paid for it. I need to be paid for it. Not for that. But what I wanted to do was to make these kids' day. They're about to, you know, they're about to go into a Big Ten basketball season. And so what I wanted to do was represent the listeners and simply say thank you. Like, these kids are busting their tails. And these are good young people. So, look, the opportunity to make 15 people smile, 20 people smile, 25 people smile. If I could do that every day, why wouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? And why shouldn't you? That's all that is. Ruxin, I'll have Nick send you the link. You can just order the books and we'll get them done for you. All right? If you want it in, just text in. Nick will respond, give you the link for it. It's right there on the webpage. Can't miss it. It was a day of again, that was good news. I mean, their regular season starts Tuesday against Western Illinois. And they know they're on the clock, and they know that this thing is important. And they're working. They're working. It was a hard practice today. They got after it. They got after it, man. They got after it. And, you know, just in passing, you know, ran into Chuck Love from the women's program. And I offered myself, listen, man, you know, anything that I can do and this station can do to help, right, let me know. If I can help those young ladies get prepared for interviews and prepared for the media and get an understanding for what, how to present themselves in a way that they would want to, then I would offer myself to that. I've offered myself to the J school. And they haven't asked them.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Responded, but that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. But I think that's a fair way to do it. Ruxin is on the Honda Lincoln Hotline. So let's bring in Ruxin. Ruxin, what's up?
Hey, DP, I love you. I love you, man. You're been listening to you since you got here. Appreciate everything that you say. You know, you're talking about being an inspiration to all these kids, which is great. You know, I feel like I work for the Department of Corrections as a case manager. So, you know, not only do I have influence over my staff, but I feel like I make a great influence for, you know, the individuals that are in custody. So, you know, just all the words that you say just, you know, makes me feel that what I'm doing, you know, of course these guys made mistakes, but we got to look past that and then going forward and be a positive role model for these guys.
Ruxin, thank you for what you do, because you do have an impact. And quite frankly, look, that's a tough gig. So for you to go into it with the idea that you're helping people from day to day, look, humanity over situation and circumstance. And the fact that you can be humane to them might be saving lives and might be making the world better when they get out or even while they're in there. So for what you do, thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You know, thank you for, you know, being you. Appreciate you. Keep listening. You're the man.
Thank you, brother. That's I get asked to speak to different groups. Some of them are Zoom call because of the pandemic. You had to kind of make decisions and how you deal with things. But I've been out. I mean, you know, I've been to D-Bats and had talked to the Dominators and the young kids. And it was funny, too, because I talked to them when I first got here, but last year when the stadium finally opened up, you know, I'm walking around and I hear this voice, "Hey, DP, Coach DP." And I'm like, "Who's calling me coach here? Like, who's doing this?" And I looked down and it was some of the guys from the Braves. And they were like, "No, it's DP." And they gathered around and we took pictures and hung out and high-fived and everything else. They did for me the thing that I was trying to do for them. And that's how it works. That's how it works. And I get it. It's really uncomfortable for people sometimes to be positive and to remember what's important. Look, we're here for each other. That's why we're here. The work that I do is not for myself. My work is to give people a breather in the day, to entertain you, to make you think, to make you more connected and more aware. All right? And sometimes in that you have to say words that make people uncomfortable, and sometimes they do the same. But in the end, sports or not, none of this is about any of us feeling worse than we do. That's not the point. That's not the mission. That's not the purpose. This is, in this space, it's entertaining or informing, which sometimes we'll say silly stuff just to be silly, and sometimes to get you guys, get your mind off of a particular thing. And sometimes informing is when it gets too silly and you still have to remember to tell the truth. Right? In amongst the silliness that we still inform you. And that's why I, in this space, one, having conversations, right? Having conversations is way more important. And they don't have to be debates. They can be conversations. And the difference in the conversation is the give and take, the give and take. And that's the space that I want this to be in. And then often we'll get into the whys and give you details, and I'll say, okay, there are people that watch a game and say, this is what happened. And I'll go, okay, but why did that happen? And within that, we'll get to common phrases, that cliches that are put out there about why a thing happened, when the reality is there's an actual thing that happened. There's an actual reason why it happened. And it keeps my sanity, because if I can look at it and go, oh, like that did make sense. Or, no, that didn't make sense. It needs to be better. And it's not slighting the people. It's if you're playing a game that has rules and standards, that you can talk about the rules and standards without talking about the people. This is why I said Saturday, and I believe I said it Monday. When you talk about Nebraska football and their current record, you can talk about the record. The record's not good enough. The record's not good enough. Now, does that mean I have to finger point at people? No, what I would tell you is when you need somebody accountable, it has to be the leadership that's accountable. Especially when the leaders are adults and the other ones are teenagers or college students or little leaguers or high schoolers or et cetera. And then we can talk about what those young people aren't doing well and how to get them to do it better. And people get upset and they go, well, you know, you're being dogmatic to Scott Frost. No, what I'm telling you is the person who's in charge of a program that's 3-6 needs to be evaluated. And then I give you reasons why, things that coaches can do to improve their situation in life. I focus on those things because those are truth tellers. Just like I've had the conversation with the basketball players and programs and say, look, 7 wins isn't enough. Not for Nebraska. Even if it's not a basketball school, it's not enough. It's not. I don't have to attack Fred Hoiberg. I can simply say it. At 7 wins, there's some things you need to do better and get some idea about how to get it done. I'm not just going to say this isn't good enough. Anybody can do that. I hold myself to a standard that I also have a solution to the problem. Anybody can complain about the problem. I would like this space to be a conversation about how to better the problem, better the situation, and improve the problem. So, Ruxin says, DP, if we could set something up, would you be willing to come talk to the guys? Hit me up. Hit me up. Hit me up. Big Frank, thank you for your kind words. Bought Tanner's Tiller, said, just finished my neighbor's barn door last week. Older lady said she couldn't pay me, said I'm not asking for money. She was happy to cook for us for 3 days. We ate happily with. Man, bravo. Bravo. Like, we get caught up in the craziness, but my goodness gracious, good on you. Good on you. Amazing. Trent says, what's up, DP? What's up, Trent? Thanks for doing what you do. My wife hates to listen to sports talk radio and views it as nothing but guys on the radio arguing. However, it's different when you're on the radio. She doesn't mind listening to you because you keep things positive and have a great message to share with the world. The wife and I are both educators and mentors to young people, and I applaud you. Kind sir, I applaud you. You and your wife, thank her for allowing you to come spend time with us in an afternoon. I'm trying to make it a place of good things. You have to talk about the news. When we don't make the news, we only report it and talk about it. But yes, you can be in this space and talk about the people in it, because the people in it generally are really good people. And when they're not being good, we can simply say, this does not appear like you're being the better version of you. And most good people don't mind that. They don't. Brian T. says, what's up, DP? What's up, Brian T.? Every day my goal is to make at least five strangers smile or laugh. PBA and the stadium are great places for that. That sounds like a smiles project, and that is a thing that I did with several teams. And it started out with a baseball team, which had 30 players on it. And so I asked the players how many smiles could they generate in a day. And by that, it was simple. Open a door. Do a chore that your mom or dad would normally do for you. Do that for them instead. You see a neighbor in need, act in it. You see somebody sitting alone, go sit with them. Smile at a person who is not smiling, who's struggling. We would do that. And I asked the players, and originally the players said, well, I think I could do five in a day. I think we could do five in a day. And then I asked the captains. And it was how I knew I had really good captains, because the captain says, five's not enough, coach. We can do 25. Now, just in putting in the air, that's a lot of smiles in the same space. But then what happened was the 25 became 50, which became 100. And then they went outside the school. And it reached the neighborhood. And then it reached the fans that were coming to games. And it got to the teachers. And the teachers got it to the administrators. And the administrators got it back out in the community. And you created a school where, at the time, the school was struggling. It had suicide issues. But it gave them something to move forward with that was good for them across the board. For you educators, thank you. Thank you. You add smiles to the day, and it's necessary and very good and very needed. Simple. Brian T., thank you. Trent, thank you very much. Ruxin, again, greatly appreciate it, and thank you. We'll go to break. There will be more smiles. Yes, there will. It's Thursday. Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle. He's got the goodies. He's got smiles. He's got hugs. We will do that next on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.